All right, starting now. So episode two of The Generation Apart. Perfect. So pretty much welcome back to The Generation Apart. Today we're just diving into their worlds of relationship. You know, just two point of views. Dex, on the other side. Dex, you want to give you a quick introduction quickly?
What's going on, everybody? My name's Drex. I'm just here to see what we can do to make an impact, because there's two generations that we're talking about. I was born in 1980, and this dude was born like late
2000. I was born 2000.
Early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like it's a big gap difference. When in 2000 were you born?
2000.
Oh, in 2000. So this dude was born when I graduated high school.
So yeah, so two different things, definitely.
Two different things, bro.
Yeah. All right. Any quick thoughts about our topic that you want to just say it before we even get started?
No, it's like dating nowadays is complicated, mm-hmm. You know, compared to what it used to be. Like back in the day, we didn't have apps. We didn't have social media. We didn't have, you know, all this stuff with, you know, eHarmony, you know, Bumble, Tinder. Yeah. You know, back in the day, we had to actually talk to people. And that's one thing that I had trouble with, talking to girls. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. I don't have too much experience on, yo, what's up, girl? Let me holler at you. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Yeah.
That's just me, bro. So, but this, it could be good, like the social media, because if you're not, you know, good at introducing yourself offhand, then you could just, you know, hold on. If you're not good at, you know, talking, social media is kind of good, and then meet and get more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all depends on the type of person you are.
I mean, that does sound so romantic, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, in the beginning, you know, you got to actually put in the effort, you know, have a plan pretty much before you even go approach it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely got to have a plan before going up to the girl, like, hey, what's up? How do I say it? You know? Yeah. So it's different nowadays, but I guess it's working for some people.
It is. I mean, definitely. So what would you say? So let's just straight and dive into our first question, right? What do you think about the social aspects of it in terms of, like, expectations from the other side or our side? Do you think it's going up over the few decades, or, like, would you say it's going down? Like,
I think it's going down. I believe it's going down because there's no feelings. You know what I'm saying? So they always have social media is an option. If things are not working out, they just go to social media, see if they can meet somebody, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's easier nowadays to just hook up than what it was back in the day.
That's true.
You know, so that's one of the things it's hurting the society, because people don't take relationships serious as before, because you have so many options, and it kind of like, oh, I could do this. If I'm not feeling it, I'm going to try to get with this person or that person. You know what I'm saying? If I'm married, you know, I'm not feeling this relationship, so I'm going to go out and do my thing and then get a divorce. So
That's true.
So it's kind of complicated. You know what I'm saying? So, like, social media was supposed to be helping us out, but it seems like it's actually making us, you know, worse.
Yeah. I mean, that you actually went ahead what I was going to ask you next with that, you know, what do you think about, like, we have, like, unlimited options, you know, as you said, you know, there's no like one thing and that's the only thing, and we're going to build together, you know, instead, you know, you just got all the, like, not just social media, like, you know, online dating stuff and, you know, stuff like that. It's like, there's so many apps now, not just even one. So, What do you think about that in terms of like, do you think it's a positive or a negative as aspect on a next generation?
It's negative because now they're making AIs like robots, so you could, freaking have a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going downhill. It's not actually humans that you're talking to now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to talk to, they give you freaking a robot so you could talk to. So it's and I don't know. I don't believe it's helping us out, because a lot of people don't know how to socialize, and they want that gratification right away, so they don't take the time to get to know somebody. They don't get the time to, get feelings for somebody because they want an instant gratification right now. It's just like YouTube. You could Google anything at any moment, any song at any moment. It's just like being in a relationship. You could hook up at any point, just stuff like that. It's just you don't know what's real anymore, and people don't, people are so used to it, they don't have feelings towards people. I'm not saying everybody, but it seems like, they always want to go to the next big thing. They always feel like something is better than what they have
I
because they're
just
not
want
giving it a
to
try.
Yeah, I want to quickly, to your point, I want to add this real quick screenshot of, you see, as you said, we have so many options that, like, just looking at our statistically speaking, in terms of like how the marriages are ending up after, using the dating app and everything's over 50%. And even on second marriage, it's going up to 67%. So our statistics are even showing that, having them all. A lot of options, kind of like hurting us in the long run too, even if you think you're committing to a person. So I
Exactly.
think, I mean, it wasn't like this. I would say that, like, in like back in like 20 years ago, I would even say.
No, definitely not, because we didn't have social media. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram back then, I think Facebook just started like 2005 after MySpace.
Something like that. Yeah, you're
Yeah,
right. You're
something like
right.
that, bro. So it's.
That's that. Yeah, that's just kind of, it's hard to imagine, but another question that comes to my mind at this point is, there's a whole new dimension to it, as we're talking about with the rise of dating apps and social media. What do you think, or as a just looking at different, I'll put in my opinion too once I finish, once you say it, but what you think would be we should call like a healthy relationship then? A healthy relationship used to be like, committing and building stuff together and stuff like that, but what do you call it now?
Right now it's to me, you gotta be genuine, you gotta be trustworthy, you gotta commit to that person. Matter of fact, it's the main thing is like, even though you have so many options, but you gotta choose. You're choosing to be with this person and fully committed. You know what I'm saying? If you're not choosing to be with that person and not fully committed, you're always gonna have in the back of your mind, I have other options. You know what I'm saying? And both of them have to be like, I don't believe in a 50-50 relationship, because you're always gonna have one person weak at one point and then strong at another point. So it could be 125 when 1 week or 1 month, and then it'll be the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe in 50-50 relationship, because it's not gonna work out, because one person's gonna work harder. Because like we're weak in certain points, and we can't do everything on our own. So, I don't believe in that 50-50. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a great point. So what would you say on the other hand, the unhealthy side? What would you call that, an unhealthy relationship? Just for people, like some people, honestly, I would say, just being through like, the 20, I'm still like 23, but like going through that times, it's hard to tell which is healthy and unhealthy sometimes, because your vision is so blurred at that point, you're not really thinking. So what would you personally say is unhealthy now, since you already explained healthy?
Unhealthy is just, That's I'm trying to how would I word this? Unhealthy, just not fully committed. You
Okay.
know, taking advantage of the other person, knowing that you got the other person in one hand and you could do whatever you want,
Yeah.
but you're not, you know what I'm saying? So like there's a lot of people that, you know, some people like are fully committed, but then the other person's not. And the person that's fully committed is not, you know, is going through all these hoops to get that person to like them, and the
Yeah.
person is just like, I don't care. So it could affect the person that's so fully committed, and that's not healthy because you feel like you got to prove yourself. You feel like you're chasing after something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it, like, you know, and it, you know, some people like to be chased, but there's healthy ways to chase somebody and there's
Yeah.
unhealthy ways to chase somebody, you know. So that's the
Exactly.
thing. It's just like you got to have a balance because, you know, not everybody likes, you know, somebody clingy. Not everybody, you know what I'm saying? That could be annoying. Like, man, I could get this person anytime I want.
Yeah.
So, you know, then some people like to play games. Some people like to friggin' let's see how far this person will go to get to me. And some people like
Exactly.
that. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
Gives
Like,
you
and
would I would say it kind of gives you a sense of power, you know, over
yeah, your
another
authority,
person.
or
Yeah.
authority over that person. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Because that person, you know, you're giving that person a little false hope, and then they're trying to prove themselves to you that they're committed, but you still have them under your finger, and you're just like, it could be a jerk. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just want them for sex or, you know, sexual pleasures or whatnot, and but the you know that's unhealthy to the other one because the other person's going to be insecure about themselves. Like, I'm giving all myself to this person, and he's still or she's still not showing me the same feelings that I have towards them.
Yeah, that's
And that.
actually yeah, great point there. Sorry to cut you, but I mean, I just want to share quick another thing because you did not just explain unhealthy side, you also explained the abusive side of it, you know. So I'm just gonna quickly share the statistics side. Yeah, do you see it? So if you look at the hotline.org, you know. It kind of explains you exactly what you said. I wanted to hear it from your side first before I show this chart because, you know, just knowing like the experience I have kind of tells you exactly what you talked about, like, you know, like mistreating, you know, like controlling, denying the actions, you know,
No,
you know, cheating.
narcissist, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So there's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, they might not be physically abused, but the verbal abuse is a big thing. Some people are so insecure, they don't know how to
Yeah.
let go of that person, and that's unhealthy, and they get abused verbally, and that's even sometimes worse than physical abuse because that person that's being verbally abused, they don't have no self-worth, you know, they don't have no identity, they think they're worthless, and sometimes it's suicidal.
Oh yeah.
And
All
you
right.
know what I'm saying? So like relationships is people take relationships serious to the point that, you know, they're gonna hurt themselves.
Yeah, that's beautifully said, Drex. That's actually that's hard to comprehend, you know, the way you kind of said in like that sentence. You know, relationships are not easy, obviously, you know. There's
Obviously, it's
both
not.
sides of it, yeah. But yeah, I wanna move on to another question for you as we're talking about it. I'm actually very excited what our review comments is going to be for this one because I've noticed things over like you know over the months couple of months now and the winter is coming now too you know we in the in especially in this area there's a lot of talk you know there's always people like talking about like relationships you know now like since winter's coming the depression season depression is a real thing in Midwest especially you know because we don't get to see sun that much, like how you guys are lucky enough to have in sunny San Diego, you know. So for us, it's a real thing. And you know, we're eventually gonna start seeing that coming. And you'll see more videos and like you know, more awareness around the social media too. that's why I wanted to start this topic early, so people kind of have, you know, you give some of the statistics, we talk about our own, you know, experiences and everything, and kind of have some people don't have the outlet, you know, so this would give them a little, you know, sense of direction, what exactly these things means. So I wanted to jump into another question for you. What would you say in we talked about healthy relationships, we talked about unhealthy, but how could you say someone that doesn't has never experienced an abusive relationship? What do you think some of the things they should look for?
Repeat that question again.
Like, so, like, you know, we talked about healthy relationships, we talked about unhealthy, right? What would you say is like someone with no experience with abusive, like emotionally abusive relationships? How do you think they could kind of like trace that, okay, this is not healthy and this is kind of like abusive side of it?
I believe in counseling. I believe in counseling, like you, because if you don't know, it's always good to talk to somebody that's an expert at it. You know what I'm saying? Like people always say, oh, you're crazy, you're going to counseling. No. If you don't know, it's good to ask questions. This is how this is making me feel. This is what's going on in a relationship. I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're being ignored, somebody could be playing games, but you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? If somebody is showing you affection, it's because they care. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that goes into it. So like if you don't know, you know, it's good to talk to somebody, but I believe experience is the best teacher. You know what I'm saying? Experience is the
Exactly.
best teacher. You won't know unless you give it a try. It's like riding a bike. If you never rode a bike before, how would you learn how to ride a bike? You get on the bike. You get on the bike and you learn. So it's all about experience, in my opinion. But it's always good to talk to people that's been in your situation that never had experience before. Everybody at one point had no experience. At one point. So it's good to talk to somebody and ask questions and make sure it's somebody that has good intentions for your, you know what I'm saying, well-being. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people like, hey, just sleep around with her, do what you or him, you know what I'm saying? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, it depends on who you talk to. But in my opinion, it's good to talk to people and ask questions, but the best way is experience. And that's how you learn.
That's a great point. Let's a little bit divert this conversation, right? Kind of like, I don't know, this kind of the question I want to ask is like, you know, it's more about experience too. So what are your thoughts on the concept of soulmate? Like soulmates, like do you think there's a real thing, or is it more like same thing comes back to the experience point of view? If you have better experience, you would have a better luck finding it. If you don't have good experience, you won't have that. Or what is this?
That's a good question, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a great question. Like I do believe you're destined to be with somebody. I do believe that there's somebody for everybody. But you know, it's one of those things you just gotta, you know, both of you has to be committed and that, you know what I'm saying? Like that you have to choose each other. You have to be committed to each other. You gotta show affection to one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I believe one day I'll find the person that's right for me and I'm the right person for them. Because we always want what's good for us. You have to say what, you know, what's good for them. And, you know, like what's your self-worth and do they have self-worth? You know, stuff like that. But the soulmate part, I it could happen. You know, people talk about that all the time. You know what I'm saying? And then they get a divorce. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't want to give any wrong, because I never been in a stable, long-term relationship. So
Yeah.
I just go off by what I see, and the people that I'm around, that's just my opinion. Probably other people have other opinions, but that's just how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So much. I don't know.
Okay. That's a great point. So what do so what are the key factors would you say would should be the deciding factor for longevity of a relationship? If there's no like concept of soulmate is not a 100% thing, then what makes I know we talked about communication and stuff, but what do you think? Let's just say four things. Four main things for like a long term, like longevity.
Think being vulnerable is one thing. You have to be vulnerable to each other. You know what I'm saying? You have to be honest, even if it hurts. You know what I'm saying? You got to have straight out communications, be transparent with each other. I believe when you and your, significant other have a relationship, you got to tell them what you don't like about it, what you do like about it. You know what I'm saying? What can you do to make it work out? You know what I'm saying? Being transparent, because I know guys need space. I can't,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody needs space. So you got to be transparent that way. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have a balance.
Yeah.
You got to have friends outside of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? It can't just be you two together for the rest of your lives. Some people make it work out, but you
Yeah.
need a balance, and another thing, don't post everything on social media, because everything is not great. You only post your highs. You never post your lows. I believe social media, they want people to see how great their life is. But
Yeah.
I hear a lot of things. The people that have their long-lasting relationship is the ones that don't post anything about the relationship,
Yeah. So
So.
just want to connect how we talked about in the start, like we said about like the divorce rate going up now, from last 20 years or so, or like over the decade. Do you think it's, and we just talked about the, not posting a lot and that helps with longevity of the relationship. Do you think those two things come somewhere connected? They get connected somewhere. They because the social media became a big thing in the last 10 years and we see these big decline in like long-term relationships and like
Of
marriages and
course.
stuff.
Of
Yeah.
course, social media has a lot to do with it. They
Fake
see there's
conception on people. I would say like it gives a fake like you're living the 100% best life all the time, but you're
it's
not.
fake. And a lot of people always look at other people's lives and be like, "Oh, they got a perfect life." And then they look at their lives and like, "Yo, I can do better."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In reality, nah, it's not like that. So
Exactly.
I think it's worse with social media, because people that spend a long period of time on social media are depressed, and then they don't like where they're at, and then they're gonna try to find a new best thing, like I said before. So I think it's making it worse, being social media with relationships now. And a lot of people are not getting married nowadays.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. That's a real thing now. All right. So closing off this topic, I just want to check in and with the last question, right? What would you say, how does like external factors like work, stress, and family dynamics impact a relationship? Like
I think it impacts it when there's financial problems. You know what I'm saying? I believe it affects them if they're working too hard and they're neglecting their family. You know what I'm saying? Because it's good to have money. It's good. I'm not saying money is a bad thing, but if you're picking money over your family and you're losing time with your kids, losing time with your spouse because you're trying to get this deal with whatever your job is, or trying to rise up the, ladder at your job, that could take a toll on your family because they're missing out on, the one that they need, either the mother or the father in the household, or,
Yeah.
even in a relationship, so that could be a factor with, with the job. And you gotta have a balance.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I mean, personally too, I don't like 9 to 5. You miss out on a lot of stuff, and it's never a 9 to 5, it's always a 97 kind of thing, or like
Yeah,
77 kind of
definitely.
thing. You're missing on birthdays, with at times like that,
Right.
So I mean, that's I think over this whole episode we have some said some fantastic things and addressed some of the concerns people would have and never had an opportunity to talk about it. So that's the whole reason I think personally I started this thing and I brought you in, because we can just talk about these stuff, and some people or like younger audience of ours don't have opportunity to talk about these kind of stuff, so they would have an outlet for that. So I just want to say thank you for joining us as usual, and it's always an honor to even just sit down and talk to you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, bro.
Yeah. So all right, so I want to just close it right here. I just want to say thank you for all of our audience to join us and to get dive into the relationship side of things. So before I close it, I just want to give them an insight that our episode 3 would cover this series of social media, but on the work culture side. Work culture, it's a hard word to say for me. So we're going to keep this generation apart episodes going, and it's becoming a good series, and we'll catch you guys in episode 3. We're going to close it off for something, Drex.
Nah.
Awesome.
You gotta close it off.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll catch you guys next time.